Learn to accept and like your body. Just take a moment to feel your feet, to perhaps notice your legs, maybe your hands or your shoulders, and really get a sense of this body of yours. And take a moment to get comfortable. You might want to sit or lie down. You might want to close your eyes if that feels good. And just allow yourself to simply be here. Let's take a slow, easy breath together. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. And let's do that a few more times. So breathing in and breathing out. And just notice when we become aware of the breath, we're aware of the power of the breath. Each breath in brings us fresh, new life, new energy. And each breath out lets go of everything that no longer serves us. Your body is the most incredible, miraculous instrument. Something you don't even have to think about with regards to breathing or eating, or walking or even thinking. Your body does everything you need it to do. You don't even have to think about how the heart beats or the lungs breathe. This is a short journey into learning how to accept and maybe even begin to like your body. Your body is not an object to perfect. It's a living, breathing partner in your experience of life. It carries your history. It holds your emotion. It supports your every step. It helps you navigate through life. It enables you to think. It is what carries who you are in each and every day. Body acceptance isn't about loving every part of how you look. It's about choosing to respect your body, even on the days when it's hard to like what you see. You don't need to wait until you've changed your body to begin treating it with care. In fact, the more kindness you give it now, the more likely you are to feel motivated, grounded, calm, and well. Take a moment and take another deep breath here, breathing in and breathing out. Now take a moment and use that incredible brain of yours and ask yourself, how do you usually speak to your body? Are your inner words harsh or gentle? Do you criticize and bully yourself? Or are you gentle and kind? Just take a moment to think about what you say to your body each and every day. Would you say those same words to a child you love? Would you say those same words to a best friend? And if you become aware that you wouldn't say those words, I want you just to notice, to remind yourself or to tell yourself, you deserve the same kindness, the same care, the same softness. Your body wants to be your friend. It's okay if all of this feels new or even uncomfortable for you. You're changing habits. You're changing ways of thinking. And it's okay if you don't believe it yet. If a part of you is saying, I don't think so. This is a practice. This is a new skill. This isn't about perfection. It's about learning to like and accept your body. Here are a few ways to start shifting the relationship you have with your body. Start by noticing what your body does for you, not just how it looks. Maybe really become more aware of how your legs walk through your day, carrying you from place to place. Notice that your hands hold the people you love. Use your phone to connect to people, a computer to send emails. Your hands help you play games. And then notice your heart beats steadily, keeping you alive, even when you're not thinking about it. Your eyes see, and throughout the day support you to see the world around you. Your ears hear music, conversations, the sounds of nature. Take a couple of moments now and just become aware of what your body does for you. And maybe as you do that, you can also hear the birds in the background, the soundscape to this now. All of those things your body does, will do, constantly creates. Isn't that worthy of gratitude? Isn't that worthy of respect? Another way to support acceptance is by changing the language you use. Instead of saying, I hate my stomach. I hate my legs. Try. This is my stomach. It's a part of me. Try. These are my legs. They're a part of me. Instead of bullying yourself with I hate, use natural, neutral, compassionate, and present language. You don't have to force love, but you can stop the bullying, the conflict, the war in your head. You can make peace with your thoughts, with your body. Affirmations is another really good way for you to create a healthier relationship with your body. Let's say a few together. And if you like them, repeat them silently in your mind. My body is worthy of love and respect. I am more than my appearance. I choose to speak kindly to myself today. These are not just words, they're seeds. I will plant them now and say them often. In time, these words, these seeds, they'll grow into trust, comfort, and acceptance. Before we end, ask yourself with kindness, what does my body need from me today? Is it rest? Is it nourishment? Is it movement? Is it appreciation? And then listen to what your body tells you. And if you can, give it what it needs. You're allowed to feel good in your skin. You're allowed to belong in your body. And you're allowed to start again as many times as you need. Let's take a couple more deep breaths, breathing in calm and acceptance, and breathing out everything else. And one more deep breath in, calm, acceptance. And as you breathe out, just notice that your body is magical. Your body can be your best friend. And you can have a relationship that supports you to make life feel easier. And that's entirely up to you. So acknowledge what your body does. Find affirmations that support you. Learn to coach yourself and not bully yourself. And know that body acceptance isn't about loving every part. It's about choosing to respect your body, even on the days when it's hard to like what you see. So honour that your body is a living, breathing partner in your experience of life. And allow yourself to accept and like your magical, miraculous body.